Okay, we wish Don and Benny all the luck in the world. Another bluegrass band, whatever you want to call it, but those fellas, I hope will do good. I really do. I think they like each other, and that's important. So we wish them luck. Now we'll continue on with the bluegrass story. The music that had spread all over the country, from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas, where there was 40-some thousand attended to see Bill Monroe. That's right, Carter was there. And
45,000.
Yeah, 45,000, that's right. So Carter Stanley, who had been playing music in Bristol, Southwest Virginia, bluegrass music with his guitar, and I'm going to tell it, Carter, whether y'all like it or not.
Go ahead.
The reason that Ralph didn't go to Nashville and go to work with Bill Monroe, he was too young. And he was just a young boy, and that's true. We're hardly big enough to a banjo. Carter's not that much older than he is. He's just uglier than he is. No, these are my friends, and so I can talk about them. I'll give them a turn in a minute. But here's one of the first records that Carter Stanley recorded with Bill Monroe, The Cabin of Love.